You're listening to a special edition of the Bernstein and Harris Show with Leila Rahimi, live from the United Center on The Score.
Don't sweat the technique, indeed. Arturis Karnišovas joins us now. The Bulls Executive Vice President of Basketball Operations is with the Bernstein and Harris Show, and Leila Rahimi here in the concourse at United Center. Thanks for stopping by.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
So that win last night we've been talking about, that's the recipe, right? It's spread it out, take enough threes, make enough threes, and take care of the basketball.
Yes, we obviously loved the effort yesterday, and today's another game, so we'll try to replicate that tonight.
I think for us, the joy in watching it was just seeing the entire concept realized. Mm-hmm. You've worked on a lot of teams where the stress of getting down the court in 5 seconds, 7 seconds, taking the early shots is something that I know is important. You see it realized last night in a way that was successful from beginning to end in that game.
Well, we obviously talked about it in preseason and before the season started that we're going to try to play fast and we're going to try to shoot more threes. And, you know, one thing is to talk about it and the other one is implementing it. In preseason, we led the league in pace. We led the league in fast break points. And we try to see if it's going to translate into a regular season. Yesterday was a good example of how we want to play. And hopefully we can continue at this pace. It's going to be obviously harder tonight because it's a third game in four nights.
You've got another player that didn't play last night in Lonzo Ball that's going to suit up. Just how pleased are you with how far he's come considering what the previous medical history was with that injury and those types of surgeries and getting him back on, even if you can't play back-to-backs, and how he's looked through one regular season game and through the preseason as well?
Yeah, I'm very happy for him. He's unbelievable, obviously, player and a person, great teammate. So to have him go through this training camp and be available for a regular season, it's a great addition for us. And he played obviously in the first game, and he's going to play tonight. And you know, he's playing the same brand of basketball that we played last night. So it's going to be interesting to see that we can continue have him a little bit fresher than everybody else tonight so that we can continue high pace.
In a high-paced five-out kind of set, how does that translate on the defensive end? When we knew that when you had Caruso, when you had Lonzo at the peak of his powers, you could use the ball screen defense as sort of the tip of the spear. Now, without the same kind of perimeter defenders and without a true rim protector waiting back there, what is the strength of the defense as you envision it?
Well, the defense is a work in progress for us. You know, I'm really not worried about offense right now because I think the guys have got a hang of it. Defense is the one that we, like, even like yesterday, we gave up 122 points. That's a lot of points. However, there's a lot of possessions as well. As long as we don't turn the ball over 21 times like we did in the first game. So, yeah, when you spot a team 30 points off the turnovers, that's very hard to compete. So, again, there's a lot of things we still trying to iron out, and especially defensively, so it's still working.
I just wonder, is it going to be help and recover? Is it going to be icing, pick and roll, you know, multiple helps and recoveries?
It's like Billy said, it's going to be by committee, right? So it's going to be helping each other. And the first game is like we just left guys on the island one-on-one too much, and we're going to have to help each other and, you know. Once the missed shots, we're going to try to run, and we're going to keep on coming. You know, would that be third quarter or fourth quarter? It was interesting to see last night that, you know, with 5 minutes, you know, to go, we start a little bit slow down, but we got to continue the same pace and take the same shots that got us that lead.
I know we are always looking at turnovers. That doesn't change. But one thing that was encouraging from last night in particular was seeing the combination of Kobe and Zach together and still that turnover number being relatively low. I think it speaks to not only Kobe's progress, which we've seen, but also how they're going to work together this season.
Yes, and it was obviously unbelievable to see Zach in, you know, great shape, is 100% healthy, and playing well and making shots, and Kobe had such a good night last night. You know, we just want to see, you know, continuity from last night. It's hard schedule to start the season, but, you know, we got to get through it, and we're going to do it together.
We're seeing a lot of the younger players being given the opportunity in the way this is looked up with the DMPs, but some of the veterans that you've added to the team over the last couple of years. What's the advantage there of getting these young guys this run, especially straight out of the gate?
Well, it's going to be hard to play 15 players, right? So, and rotation, usually in NBA, they use 9. We're going to have to, at this pace, we're going to have to use at least 10. So some nights will be 10, some nights will be 11. But, you know, the message to everyone on the bench is to be ready to play. You know, when Zoe is not playing back-to-backs, there's going to be opportunities for other guards. And, yeah, just to be ready to come in and contribute.
I want to talk a little bigger picture, especially looking at the opponent tonight and what Oklahoma City has done. It was from when Billy Donovan was there to remake this team in a completely different image. They just kept adding picks, and they're still adding picks, and it still seems like they have all the picks. When you start looking at your plan, I've always been curious, do you value second rounders, or are most of your deals going to be first rounder or bust?
I think I value both. However, you know, we're going to see what this team can do, and hopefully we can progress with this young core. And, you know, in Kobe and Io and Patrick and adding Mathis and, you know, Dalen and Julian, all those guys are pretty young and they're still trying to learn how to play together. So, yes, today's opponent is a really good one. Obviously, they were first in the West last year. They have a lot of young guys that they also play at a high pace. We saw what they did in the first game against Denver, in Denver. So it's going to be a very difficult matchup for us, and hopefully guys can continue, competing, and especially at home for the first time.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We saw a little progress out of Modest even in the last game, you know, just rebounding from the previous game before. What have you seen out of his growth so far? I know it's a small sample size in 2 games, but also just from when he became a member of this organization.
No, it's going to be a lot of things for him to learn, and at a very fast pace. You know, he had a very good preseason training camp, but, you know, it's very high pace, a lot of things. You know, from defensive schemes to offensive stuff, flying at him. It's going to be, you know, learning process for him. He just has to be ready to play and contribute and learn every game. You know, depends on how many minutes he gets. We get 5, 10, 15, we'll see.
I know he has some things you can't teach. There is there's a sense of nasty in there. There is, you can see his motor can run real hot, and I like that.
Yeah, there's not a lot of things, you know, a lot of times it translates from summer league, but he was definitely competing there and had a very good summer league. He has great work ethic. You know, he wants to learn, is really good in asking questions, you know, our veterans. And, yeah, and we'll see, you know, we'll see how he can contribute in those minutes that he's there. So, and just has to listen to Billy, and Billy's going to help him grow.
How are you balancing your expectations for this season, whether you want to call it a I don't know if you're terming it internally as a rebuild, a retool, mm-hmm. and understanding that there's guys who are not as young as the guys you had mentioned before that could be moved at some point this season, but you're trying to get the younger players. How do you see this season to the fullest developing and you calling it a success?
I think we agree with Billy. You know, we sat down before the season and we talked about to have an identity and the style of play that we're trying to, you know, play now is something that how we want to play moving forward. We'll see if that continues. You know, regardless of, you know, turnovers, we're going to continue playing the style until guys feel really comfortable playing. Again, you know, I would like to establish home court advantage. It's been really hard for our guys to play in this building. I'm not sure why, but we have to, you know, create home court advantage here, and we have to win a lot more games than we did in the past. Last year, we also had a losing record here, so which is obviously not acceptable in front of these great fans. So a couple things in our mind, but we trying to style of play identity, you know, would be a priority for us this year.
That style of play, has it been made easier with DeMar DeRozan not on the team and just where he operates compared to how you want to play now? You've got five guys who are not only able but willing to just fire away those threes.
Well, regardless, you know, obviously with DeMar gone, now we have to find, you know, how we're going to play last 5 minutes and how we're going to finish games, right? But, you know, before the season, we just, you know, established the style of play that we're going to, you know, do. And we were second, I think, in preseason and 3-point attempts. Yeah. And yesterday we had 47. So I think that's a pretty good pace, and we like to see it. In terms of wins and losses, I don't know what it's going to look like at the end. But these guys are so far enjoying each other and, you know, looking at the bench last night, you know, everybody's happy for each other, and hopefully we can continue tonight.
Arturas, a giant of rock and roll passed away recently, mm-hmm. who I know was close to your heart, in Grateful Dead bassist and founding member Phil Lesh. Mm-hmm. How do you feel about that?
Well, I was just told, I didn't know, and I think on your radio show in September I said that they tried to bring our team, 1992 team, to one of their last concerts in San Francisco. That didn't pan out. I'm obviously disappointed. But, yeah, it's sad news, but great memories of, you know, Grateful Dead involvement and, you know, our past.
I also just want to go back to, now that we've seen Lonzo Ball in a real game, a real NBA regular season game, mm-hmm. all that it went into that, what did you observe about his process and his outlook during this time back, which I think could have been devastating to so many other people?
Well, just watching him in, you know, in training camp, even when Zoe is probably 70% or 80% what he was, There's basketball IQ there. There's that feel that it brings, that calmness that he feel, you know, brings to, you know, to the court. There were moments then that we watch scrimmage and it would be, you know, Kobe making a three and Zach runs and gets a dunk and then Lonzo leads the break and, you know, throws a lob to Mathis, you know, and I kind of, it's kind of, in a way, it's kind of sad for me to see that the last couple of years he was not able to do those things, but I'm happy to see him back, and hopefully that continues all season long.
This is terrific. Thank you for taking the time to join us, Arturas.
Thank you.
Much appreciated.
Thank you.